Leia extended her own force awareness throughout the room, and experiencing no hint of uneasiness, nodded.
Okay, she said. So why don't you have a seat and tell us how it went with Grandmaster Hamner?
Jaina rolled her eyes, then plucked at her flight suit.
He dismissed the Masters 3 hours ago, and I'm still in the same thing I was wearing when we left the Rockhound.
She shook her head in dismay, then looked up with an expression of equal parts dismay and frustration.
He spent the entire time accusing me of sabotaging his attempts to reconcile with Dala.
Reconcile?
Han echoed, returning to the table with a handful of coasters.
With Dala? How'd you keep from laughing at his face?
It's too scary to laugh, Dad, Jaina said. Honestly, I think the pressure is getting to him. Grandmaster Hamner really seems to believe he can cut a deal with her.
He has to try, Leia said. We can't fight Sith if we're busy fighting Dala.
Yeah, well, trying to cut a deal with Dala is a waste of time, Han said.
He began to fling coasters like sabacc chips, tossing one in front of each seating area.
The only way to deal with Dala is to deal her out.
Leia frowned.
Han, what do you mean by that?
You know what I mean, Han said, taking a chair. And don't give me any poo-doo about it being premature. Dala tried to take us out, and Amelia was there. She's lucky I haven't gone after her already.
Someone tried to take us out, Leia corrected.
Han was referring to a dinner a few weeks earlier, when their visit to the Pan Galactus restaurant had been interrupted by an assassination attempt. Leia found the incident more sad than angering, as the dinner had been their last with Jagged Fell before Jaina broke off the couple's engagement.
We don't know that Dala sent them. We can't even be sure we were the targets.
You want to give me odds she didn't and we weren't?
Han countered.
She set us up with that whole we can negotiate act.
Okay, so let's say Dala did set us up, Leia said.
Han had never had much patience for verifying the obvious, so unless she wanted the meeting to start with a rant about Dala's imperial treachery, she needed to nudge him into a more constructive area of thinking.
What are you going to do about it? Launch another coup?
Han winced at this reminder of their son Jason's disastrous takeover of the Galactic Alliance government, and he answered in a calmer voice.
I wasn't thinking of us exactly.
I hope you're not thinking of the Jedi either, Leia said, because the Senate and the public would only take that as proof that Dala is right to fear us.
Let's hope it doesn't come to that, Lando said, joining them with a tray of drinks. Kent is right about one thing. The Jedi have as many friends in the Senate as Dala does, and you can put a lot of pressure on her by letting them know what's going on.
I'd say that has about a 10% chance of working, Jaina said. What do we do when it backfires and she starts arresting senators?
Lando flashed one of his brilliant smiles.
That, my dear, is when the Jedi step in to save the Alliance.
He placed a tumbler full of Bertal in front of Jaina.
You just need to be patient and find a way to bring Kent around before the Sith make their move.
You think we have that much time? Leia asked.
Lando set a tumbler in front of her, then added,
With Abeloth dead? Yes, I think so, he said. If she was still alive, the Jedi wouldn't have a chance. But as matters stand, her attack on the Shelter students may have been a lucky break for the Jedi.
How do you figure that? Han scoffed. By giving Dala a bunch of Barbie Jedi Knights she could use as an excuse to go after Luke and the Order?
It was Jaina who replied.
By forcing the Sith to reveal themselves before they were ready. If Ben and Luke hadn't been exiled, they would never have gone to Sinkhole Station, and we wouldn't have known about the Lost Tribe.
Exactly, Lando said. But now we have a chance to mobilize.
We?
Leia arched a brow, then asked,
Are you sure you want to involve yourself with this, Lando?
Lando looked at the floor for a moment, then said,
To tell the truth is the last thing I want.
He grabbed a tumbler off the tray and emptied it in a long gulp, then placed the glass back on the tray.
But with a whole planet full of Sith on the way, I doubt there's gonna be a choice for anyone.